Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhu Hare Krishna. That will be judicious. Gaur Hari Bol. There's a Hitopadesh, this moral teachings book. No gamishya gratu gachit siddhe kharjiye samang palam. Yadi kharjiye vipattishyat mukharastatra hanyate. When a party going on to a dangerous place, don't go ahead, but keep us back. If the party is victorious, then everyone would be gainer. And if there is danger, who is in the front, he will die. The other will be saved. Mukharastatva hanyate. This is Chanakya Niti, Kautilya. Policy, diplomacy. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur. When there is doubt in our understanding, we shall keep back. Until and unless I am fully confident that my energy will be utilized in such activity or service, I should not venture. That is not my adhikar. I have not reached that stage. With such thinking, we shall keep back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
The Christians also preach about the Holy Ghost and faith in the Holy Ghost within the heart, and that one should surrender to the Holy Ghost just with faith, and they deny knowledge as inferior to revelation.
But how surrendering to Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost means non-differentiated. Or what is this? Ghost means the God the Father, God the Son, that Guru, or God the Holy Ghost. Three conceptions amongst the Christians I heard. Three aspects. And for us, they come to say, lastly, that God, the Holy Ghost, that is the highest conception, is it? God the Father means Creator, and God the Son means Guru, who comes to deliver the people, fallen souls. And God the Holy Ghost, that the very gist, the substance of the two aspects of Godhead. That is something like Brahma. But how surrender to Brahma, that means to be one with Him. What's the matter? I don't know that. Holy Ghost, the non-differentiated. Any personality there? Father is the personality. And the ghost, that is jyoti, that is consciousness. But differentiated or non-differentiated, that is like Brahma. And to surrender means to be one with Him, and to have do not to maintain any individual existence, personality. Is that the idea?
Actually, they pray to the Holy Ghost to come into their heart. When the Holy Ghost comes into their heart, they achieve many mystical powers. They have like a some kind of a personal addressing and prayer to.
I think their conception of Holy Ghost is more in line with the Paramatma.
Yes.
Paramatma.
Paramatma.
Yes. Chaita Guru.
Yeah, God coming to them and instructing them from within. God comes to them and He instructs them from within.
They are conscious of the presence of Godhead within Him, and on behalf of God, they may say many things.
Something like
that. Avishto.
God spoke to me and told me to do this. So I'm following God. I don't need anyone to tell me. God is in my heart. He's telling me that I should eat meat and do all these things and nonsense. But it's not nonsense because God is telling me to do this. I have faith in that.
Once I was told by a gentleman that when the British began to rule in the beginning, and the churchman or the padri, what is the English?
Priest. Like the priest.
Priest. They used to take class of Bible every week for us, every day in Rajshahi town. One gentleman told him, I was a boy, he was older than me, sir. He told me that he was taking a good priest, he was taking class at Bible, and he read the portion where Moses saw in his dream, Moses or Abraham, someone saw in his dream that God is ordering him to this and that and so many things. So, in dream saw God came to him in dream and ordered him to do this and that. Then the boy told, that gentleman told, I was a boy, I stood up. And if any from the audience stands up, then he thinks that he will have to say something. He stopped his speaking and attended him. And he told, the Moses saw in dream, God appeared and asked him to do this and that. Then, what did he saw? You say that God has no figure. Then in dream, what did he saw? Did he see? He must have seen him in dream, you say. It is mentioned. But what did he see? What form? Must have performed. There may be. Then the priest stopped for some time and told, this boy has asked me a question and I can't answer just now. Tomorrow I shall try to answer. In this way. So, one sees in him is directing, but in what way? Apani padu javano grihita paschatta chakhu shasanatta karna. In the beginning, it seems to be non-differentiated. because he has got no figure of the mundane type. Pashyati achakhu, he can see, but he has no eye. He can catch, he has no hand. He can walk, he has no leg. All these things are said in Upanishad. And the Shankaracharya class, impersonalists, they say, no leg, I got it, finished. But Mahaprabhu came to say, must have eye, but not fleshy eye. Has got leg, but not this fleshy leg. We have to swasinat takarna, not ear like us, a flesh and blood, but he has got a ear. So he has got everything. Everything. So only to dissuade us from having a carnal, a mundane figure. But really there is figure in the conscious world, in the Chinmay, that is pure spiritual world. Savishesh. So the hazy, the primary conception may be that we can't differentiate. The yogi also, in that first conception, Paramatma. Paramatma. But when they are nearer the real conception, that Paramatma becomes Vasudeva. And for the Jnanins also, Brahma, then when personality within Brahma, then that becomes Vasudeva. For a Brahma, Purushottam, in Bhagavad Gita we find Purushottam, for a Brahma, Brahmano hi pratishtham, Ganavan bahunam yanmanamanti man prabhujyati. Whenever personality is seen in that infinite consciousness, then devotion proper begins finally, and not as a means to particular end, devotion. Then that is saguna, and nirguna devotion means final decision, that my final position is such position. There is a big personality, Vasudeva. Here also in the development of jiva, in trees there is also a person within Atma. And in idiot there is also Atma, person, a scholar, there is a Vaigyanik, the Atma developed evolution. So when in the evolution of theism we see the personal conception, they will go nearer to the reality. Bahunam janmanamanti jnanavan man prabhujyati. Then bhakti cannot but come superior, the idea of superiority. And the oneness, I am also conscious, the cause is also conscious. Only big seat and small. One drop of water and the ocean. But one drop of water, I am person. I have got individuality. And this ocean has got also individuality, personality. Then Vasudeva. Brahma becomes Parabrahma, or Purushottam, or Vasudeva. Was in first conception, primary conception, not person, but consciousness as a substance, mere substance, consciousness. We are subject, and from objective view, when we see the super subject with the view of objective tendency, we find that Paramatma, nirvishesh, Brahma, nirvishesh, to such name. Paramatma all pervading. In utmost. Who is living everywhere. And when everything is living in him, that is Brahma, Brihattama, all comprehensive aspect. All comprehensive aspect, that is Brahma, Brihattat, Brihmanattat, Brahma, which can accommodate everything within him, that is Brahma, and which is living within everything, even atom, electron, whatever smallest part, within that he is. That is Paramatma, Antarjam. Antarjam. But something like in a substantial conception, not a subjective conception. Whenever subjective conception we can feel relating to that, then we see person, the Purushottam bodily Paramatma. In Gita also mentioned Bhuvurabhantari Rupam, that Vasudev Chaturbhuj, yogi, they say like that. So Paramatma and the Brahma, both in clear vision, we have to look them as personal God. Vasudev. Ekala Vasudev, Vasudev only Purusha. And then again, with more closer vision, we find there is potency behind him. Sashakti Dakshmi Narayan. More deeper vision discloses that not only Vasudev is one, but by the side of him, there is potency, Lakshmi Devi. In this way, to Ramulila, Dharaka Mathura, Vrindavan, it is developing gradually. Gradually. One in many. One in many. Oneness in its gradual developed condition, we have to see. According to the opening of the inner eye, we are seeing, we are reading the environment and the relativity. We can judge the relativity according to our inner awakenment, a deeper vision. Priman janachvita bhakti vidochanena. And the innermost tendency within us, that is love, when that awakens, then our vision also changes about the environment, and the cause of the environment changes. We have to differentiate between energy and knowledge, that is willing, thinking and feeling. Willing, thinking and feeling. Willing produces energy. Thinking, his own existence, conception of his existence and the outside. And the feeling, that is, what for the thinking exists, what is searching. Thinking, what is the object of thinking, what he wants. That is feeling, one good sensation, good sentiment, that is lading, that is rasa anandam, that is beauty. Beauty. Chav. And that is the most original, desirable thing, all of us, all of us. Knowingly, unknowingly, all of us after the search of rasa, beauty, harmony, anandam, ecstasy. That is our a real diagnosis. Every one of us wants that. Have you Prisha Bodhas? Feeling Prisha Bodhas? The sensation of enjoyment, that Prisha Bodhas thinking as well as the existence. Gyanabala Kriyacha, feeling, thinking, meaning. Satchidanandam, or Satyam Sivam Sundaram, the Trinity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. So we beginners, on the whole, we shall try to avoid the quarreling and try to keep up aloof, still with some engagement in a peaceful form, peaceful way. We may engage in us in the books or in the opposition or any other activities there. We may not take. The quarreling has no value at all, or opposite value. It may have some value. May have some value. No value, or only everything is opposite. That also we may not take. And discussing, then finding some fault, some defect. So many are living. Of course, defect might have entered here, and how to remove that? So some hot discussion. You have to go in this way, this way. It is not desirable. This is desirable. A quest is there, with earnestness. So search after truth, search it in a particular mode. It is going on there. And different person recommending different means to end in this way anyhow. But we are not to dismiss, because quarreling, so nothing can good, no good can stay here, not to take that sort of decision. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Maharaj. Yes? You said earlier, or the question was asked about the Christian who says that God is telling him to do things, and that we say, no, you can't perceive God. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am directing the wanderings of all living entities. Can you explain that? The verse where they say they are seated on the machine made of material
energy. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Ishara Sarva Bhutanam, Yantarudhani Maya, and but the Christians say?
They say, God is telling me. God is directing
me. Vasudeva Paramatma. He is like Paramatma. And still he is active. So not hazy, not non-differentiated. Ishara Sabhavitaran Siddhiti Dhunati Stati as Paramatma. I am residing at the heart of everyone. And I help him as much as possible, keeping his freedom. Without interfering with his freedom, I try to guide him in a passive way. I dictate, don't do this, do that. He may care or may not care. I don't assert myself. Only in a passive way, I give direction. Sometimes he may catch, sometimes he may ignore. But I am there. I am everywhere. I am everywhere. There is not a place where I am not. I am everywhere. And I am in his heart also. And I am giving dictation also. Sometimes he can catch, sometimes you can't catch, but I am there doing my duty as much as possible. Hmm?
Right.
The tree is there. The soul of the tree is also there. But it is so much engrossed with ignorance that it is very difficult to trace my dictation there. But still I am there. I am doing my function. Otherwise, he won't have any possibility to come back from that worst position. Well,
then the Christians will say, but we are following, like in your Gita, it says he's in the heart directing, so we are following, that's why we are Christians. They will defend themselves. We are following.
Well, our difference is about the prospect. What you say, and what you are giving, your program is limited, as indicated that only one birth, and outside human beings, no other souls. So we kill animals, trees, the reaction, thereby not in your calculation. And also you give some conception of theism, but that is not fully differentiated in a scientific way, as we find in Gita and Bhagavatam. Akhila rasamasi is ras, is anandam, but what sort of anandam? Ananda is analyzed in different way, all these details absent, and the vague representation. The primary study of the primary school, we don't deny that it is nothing. It is something, but not a fully differentiated thing. It has got also necessity for a particular section. Duki Babaya Mishamadri, Parakhubada Vidu Yung Bala Namunasaru. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has also given position to that, that to that particular country, particular sect, that sort of amount couching in that dress, it was necessary for the primary students. That is also revealed truth. But considering the space and time and the people, that couched in that way it was delivered there. But there is theism. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
We understand from Srimad Bhagavatam that the three states of consciousness, wakefulness, sleep and deep sleep. If you could explain to me, Maharaj, what's the position of the Atma, the soul, in these different states.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand there are three states of consciousness, wakefulness, sleep and deep sleep. So, in these three stages, what is the position of the Atma?
Sleep, that is dream.
Sleep.
Deep sleep without dream. And deep sleep and the sleep and?
Wakefulness.
Wakefulness. What is the position of Atma?
Yes, in those states.
Deep sleep, the whole negative engagement of the Atma stopped. And in dream, that is limited and less intense. See? And when we are wakeful to this false identification of the world, then we are in full negative, fullest negative connection with the fullest conception of negative idea. And deep sleep, withdrawal from the negative side. And dream, half, not so much intense, but less intense. In the dream also, these material experiences reflected in the mental plane. That we find. And very rarely we can find in dream the reflection of the upper world, Chaptit Vilas. In very rare cases. When the worldly experience has become very thin, and some sukriti that our we gather unconsciously is some connection of the supernatural power, then also sometimes in dream we can feel some supernatural incident. And when it is more intensely connected, then in our wakeful stage also sometimes we may have catch the reflection of the supernatural things sometimes. Sometimes a flash may come from the super subject area, come down to the plane, pushing aside our the energy of experience of this world that comes down and flash encircles me. It is also possible in very rare cases. But generally, when fully awake, we are fully connected with the negative side, engrossed, wholesale captured. And dream, less powerful, but we are captured there with mundane things, but it is weak and vague. And in soundless and in dreamless sleep, sound sleep, we almost withdraw from the negative side. But no practical participation of the positive. In the margin, an abscissa which remains. We come to Brahma, come, withdraw to the near the cause, but not conscious of the cause. Withdrawn from the negative, but no conception of the positive. We paint there, in Swami Maharaj's language, we paint there. To that standard, our consciousness comes, really comes. There is a paint in Susupti. In Brahma Loka, we paint there. Everything is relative. Our experience is all relative. A big sound we cannot hear. Small also we cannot hear. Only in limited area our ear can work. Eye also. The dazzling light we can't see. And this very meager we can't see. Only in the middle standard we can work. So many things, but our inner capacity cannot catch them. In a limited period, position we have to live and move. Even a bird can see more than a human being, can know more. You see, the storm will come. So many birds that can know. The flood is coming. So many insects, worms can know that. But human beings can't. The knowledge, the intuitive knowledge, that is also put in a cell. Everything is put in a cell. Within that, he is to work. So, what was the question?
What is the position of the Atma in this
state? Yes, Atma, dream. In limited area, we live and move. In other, we faint. That is night. Janisha sattva bhutanam tasyang jagati samyam jasyang jagati bhutani sanisha pasyatu muni. We are awake somewhere and we are sleeping in somewhere else. And one who is waking there, we are sleeping there, we are fainted. There are so many objective and the super subjective realm where we all sleep, a dreamless sleep. And there are so many there, others there, wakeful in that plane, but they are sleeping perhaps here. Only I am wakeful to all planes possible. But others, their consciousness in a limited area. I alone is wakeful in all planes of life, everywhere. Only I. Kṛtagyaṁ cāpi māṁ viddhi sarva-khetreṣu bhārata. But others, they are wakeful in a limited area. Wakefulness is the nature of Kṛtagyaṁ, that is soul, but within limitation. But unlimited conception of everything, anything and everything, only myself alone. Gaudhari.
Maharaj, yes. Does this mean that the more or less negative the position of the soul is, the more Krishna conscious the soul is?
Gaudhari.
Does it mean that the less negative engagement the soul has, more, when there is less negative engagement, does that mean he is more Krishna conscious? When the soul has got less and less negative side, does it mean he is more and more Krishna conscious?
Not necessarily. Negative as a whole. Then, if he has any conception at all, withdrawal from the negative, then dreamless slumber, that is Brahma conception. And then, without negative, some positive conception arises, this Shiva Loka, then Vaikuntha Loka, it may be partial, it may not go to reach to Krishna consciousness also. There are many, so many stages of consciousness on the way to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is supposed to be there. Highest quality consciousness. It is shown from different way by scientific methods.
Maharaj, if that was the case, then simply by sleeping everybody would be Krishna conscious. If that was the case, then simply by sleeping everybody would be Krishna conscious.
There is no conscious. Sleeping, deep sleep means no conscious. But maybe by abstraction we may think that eliminated of the negative, he's come to the positive, but he has got wealth within the floor. He's moving, he's sitting on the wealth, but it is underground, no idea. It is Brahma, nearest to Brahma. He's in the middle. This side Brahma, this side world, but in unconscious of both the things. both sides, unconscious on both sides. Negatives, not actually, if we calculate more accurately, the next time he will be wakeful and they will come in the negative side. So negative tendency is also dormant in him. He is near the negative, but not in its expressive condition, only very dormant is there. The next moment he will, when equilibrium will be disturbed, and then we will find he has come in this world. So that is near him, actually.
So what of the sloka, bhakti pareshano bhavo viraktir anyatra tyat?
Kala prabuddhamanasya jatasmata su tushti pushti kudavari. The realization proper will gradually take us to that land, to that plane. Bhakti means serving tendency. Parishanubhav, some sort of conception of the subjective world, superseding my subject on the other side. There is some world, Parishanubhav. Aranyatva virakti, that disgust with the stale experience of this world, apathy, disgust, parihan, unnatva virakti, this negative side has no charm, loses its charm. And the positive side, he gets some peep into the positive world on the super subjective. And the tending bhakti means his attention towards the positive grows more and more. More he finds energetic to have experience of the super subjective. Parishan bhava. And if in a general healthy way utilizing his energy, and then gradually he will make advance towards the higher realm and withdraw from the lower objective world, the sense experience. The world of sense experience, not only the world of sense experience, even the sense, the body, the mind, the intelligence also, that is applied in the case of negative side, all will be a trash, unnecessary, undesirable, enemy-like to him. He will be very eager to get out of this. The whole system, the bad government, and that is a system there, the judge, the magistrate, the police, everything. If the government is bad, then the whole cell would be undesirable, even the judges. So buddhi to be also rejected, because that applies with, abides by the laws, which is not good servants of the law. A whole cell will be abolished, undesirable. Whole system on the negative side, undesirable and hateful. And he finds more sweetness into the subjective world, though apparently it is of serving, not of making, not lord it over, not mastery, but serving. Still, that will be tasteful, because the company is so congenial. To give up freedom to the congenial